brief look at the top stories. Libya's state TV has reported that a number of civilians and police members have been killed in a NATO airstrike. The attack took place on the town of Kirkla, south of the capital, Tripoli. Meanwhile, French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé has accused NATO of not doing enough to protect civilians. The daughter of a prominent Bahraini human rights activist has started a hunger strike over the arrest of her family members. Zainab Al-Khawaja says she will not eat until her father, husband, uncle and brother-in-law are released. She says their house was raided last week and the three men were arrested. Reports say the US spends on its military more than any other country in the world. The Independent International Institute of SIPRI says the US military spending is at an all-time high. The report highlights that spending has surged by 81% since 2001. The International Monetary Fund has called on the US to address its widening budget deficit this year. The IMF also urged Washington to avoid excessive borrowing. The fund warned that the issue could destabilize global bond markets and cause another financial crisis if not dealt with quickly. A bomb blast in eastern Afghanistan has left at least one US-led foreign soldier dead. NATO has not revealed the nationality of the dead soldier. At least 122 foreign troops have lost their lives in Afghanistan so far this year. 86 of them were American. Pakistan has called on the US to stop its drone attacks inside its territory. Islamabad also urged Washington to reduce the number of its CIA operatives in the country. This comes as the head of Pakistan's spy agency says Islamabad wants control over CIA operations in his country. A powerful magnitude 6 earthquake has hit near Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant. The quake also shook buildings in the capital, Tokyo. Meanwhile, Japanese authorities have raised the nuclear crisis level to a maximum of 7. This is on a par with the Chernobyl disaster in 1986. Prime Minister Naoto Kan has urged the public not to panic. And Russia has celebrated the 50th anniversary of the first human flight to outer space by Yuri Gagarin. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has hailed the move as a revolutionary event. In Moscow, new military space cadets were sworn in as part of the ceremony. The youth also laid a wreath at Gagarin's monument.